198. CEREMONIES AND PROGRESSES. Washington liked a good deal of ceremony and was stiff and aristocratic. He soon gave receptions, or levees, as they were called. To these, only persons who had tickets were admitted. Washington stood on one side of the room and bowed stiffly to each guest as he was announced. When all were assembled, the entrance doors were closed. The president then slowly walked around the room, saying something pleasant to each person. In 1789, he made a journey through New England. Everywhere he was received by guards of honor and was splendidly entertained. At one place, an old man greeted him with, "God bless your majesty." This was all natural enough, for Washington was first in the hearts of his countrymen. But many good men were afraid that the new government would turn out to really be a monarchy. 199. The First Tariff Act, 1789. The first important business that Congress took in hand was a bill for raising revenue, and a lively debate began. Representatives from New England and the Middle States wanted protection from their commerce and their struggling manufactures. Representatives from the Southern States opposed all protective duties as harmful to agriculture, which was the only important pursuit of the Southerners. But the Southerners would have been glad to have a duty placed on hemp. This the New Englanders opposed because it would increase the cost of rigging ships. The Pennsylvanians were eager for a duty on iron and steel, but the New Englanders opposed this duty because it would add to the cost of building a ship, and the Southerners opposed it because it would increase the cost of agricultural tools. And so it was as to nearly every duty that was proposed. But duties must be laid, and the only thing that could be done was to compromise in every direction. Each section got something that it wanted, gave up a great deal that it wanted, and agreed to something that it did not want at all. And so it has been with every tariff act from that day to this.